Welcome along. 2011 is drawing to a close, so what better thing to do than have a quiz of the year? Welcome along. My name's Jason Forrest. I'm looking after you for the next hour as we have two teams here to quiz them on some of the events, the music and other stuff, what has happened in 2011. First of all, though, I'll introduce you to our scorer today. We have the one and only Mrs. Zoe Turner. Hello.
Hello.
Are you okay at adding up?
Just about. I'm going to put a lot of ones and then add them up at the end.
Okay, well, you'll have the length of a song to work out the final scores. Because here in the studio with us as well, we have Mr. Robert Lane. Welcome to you.
Good evening, thanks for having me.
No problem at all, thanks for joining us. And you have a guitar and you know how to use it.
We'll see, won't we, by the end of the evening.
Well, we'll have a few songs from you to keep us occupied between the rounds. But I suppose what we ought to do now is introduce you to the teams that we have here at Molyneux. And we are colour-coding them. They are red and the green teams. Mostly because that matches the lights on my desk. More will become apparent later as I try and work out who is answering questions when we quiz them. I'll introduce you to the green team first of all. And we have somebody who I'm slightly disappointed hasn't come in mock-tuned dress. Paul Baker from Diabolus in Musica. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, thank you, sir. It's in the wash.
Okay. So. Have you been busy over the last few weeks performing in your outfit?
I have, just to be awkward, and I'm mainly known as an Elizabethan musician.
Oh, all right, sorry.
So just to be, Tudor will do very fine as a generic, but just to be awkward, before Christmas I was doing Nine Nights at Aston Hall doing Victorian.
Ah, I'm sure that that change in genre didn't affect you too badly.
No.
Just coped.
Different costume, different instruments, different music. Apart from that, it's just all the same stuff.
Well, you have actually brought a box of stuff with you.
Yeah, so I always bring the goodie boxes.
We might have a few notes from you in a couple of rounds of questioning time.
So as you will, Master.
We'll look forward to that. Also on the green team, we have from Promised Dreams, Amy Johnson. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Yep.
And been quite an interesting year for Promised Dreams.
Yeah, it's been a really good year. Yeah, our 10th year, so yeah, we've been enjoying celebrating and helping more kids. Been really good.
How many kids are you sort of helping out and with various different levels of problems in their life throughout the year?
Well, it depends. We've done, the charity's been going 10 years now, and we've just up to about 1,000 kids, so.
That's not bad going.
Yeah.
A round of applause from the rest of the competitors. It's rather nice. Well, we'll be finding out more about how your 10th year comes to its finale a little later on, as we look forward to 2012. But next, we move to a gentleman who has been working today at Wolverhampton Racecourse. He's been busy judging away, works at racetracks up and down the country. It's Mr. Brian Goodwill. How are you doing?
I'm okay, Jason.
Now, you actually have a bit of a history of appearing on quizzes on the radio, don't you? Tell us a little of your story from 16 years ago.
Quizzes at the festive time. Mm-hmm. There was a pilot on BBC Radio 1 in 1995, and it never took off after we were on it.
Well, who got to be a quizmaster that time?
Danny Baker was a quizmaster that time.
And your family were up against a team of celebrities.
Yeah, which included Paul Ross and Mark Kermode, and we won.
Well, that's impressive. I'm liking the sound of it. So, the red team have something to worry about here.
No, my knowledge stops at 1996.
Oh, okay. Maybe not then. So I will introduce you to our red team today. First of all, a gentleman who's probably appeared on Match of the Day as many times as most Premier League players this season, and that's Rhys Scragg. Hello.
Evening.
How you doing?
I'm not too bad, yourself?
I'm okay. Now, where we're sat in Molyneux, we can actually see your seat from here, can't we?
We can indeed.
When you're in it, you normally are topless.
I am indeed.
You have kept your clothes on today, which is good.
It is.
Everyone is relieved.
It's a bonus.
And on the serious side of things, you have been doing this to raise awareness for charity, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I've been doing it to try and raise brain tumour awareness for under a young lad's name called Jack Marshall.
Now, Jack sadly passed away earlier on this year.
Yeah, he did. He passed away in October this year, which is a bit surreal, really.
Because he's somebody you'd met, you'd been able to see up to the family home.
I got the chance to meet his family and Jack back in April. Mm-hmm. And I've kept in contact with the family a lot since, and then he's proved doctors wrong a lot, really. He was given 2 weeks to live a year ago, so...
He kept going and put a smile on a lot of people's faces, and hopefully in his short life he's raised awareness to help parents to know what they're looking for, to hopefully get treatment in time.
Indeed, yes.
Well, you keep doing what you're doing, and you're cheering on the Wolves at the same time.
Of course.
Nothing wrong with that. That sounds perfectly acceptable to me. Another gentleman who is a big Wolves supporter would be Luke Regan. Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
I'm good. All well in the world of comedy for you at the moment,
then? Fantastic in the world of comedy.
2011's been a year we sort of started to emerge, isn't it, really?
It has. I've done my first couple of professional shows now, and I'm hoping to make the big step up within the next year, and hopefully I'll be doing other various radio quizzes within the next few years' time.
He's aiming for Radio 4 next, I can see it. But there we go.
Just a minute.
But I know that most people who seem to have no vocation on my Facebook friends have suddenly started to take up comedy, which is odd. So they're all trying to snap at the heels of people like you who are already doing it.
It's quote-unquote the new rock and roll, if it means that by a bunch of dossers trying to... score women off for cheap tricks. That'd probably be quite apt for most of the comedians I know, and I'd like to say not myself, but then again I'd be lying to a very gregarious panel.
Well, we shall be hearing hopefully some comedy quips from you as we head to the quiz, because it means I don't have to be funny, which I'm not really that good at anyway. Next up, a gentleman who's probably, I'm guessing, the most qualified on the table. More letters after his name than anybody else here. I'm not entirely sure how to introduce Tony Dignam. YouTube comedy chef, geocacher and dentist.
Yes. Yeah. Back at work today, I've been patching up the injuries from the sugared almonds and the toffee pennies and the thruckney bits.
It must be quite a busy time for dentists.
Yeah, we see it. You get the people coming out of the woodwork. They've had this ache for about 6 months, but they don't want it for their Christmas dinner. So you've got to sort it out for them. So that's what I've been doing a lot of.
Okay. Now, Paul's actually bought some of the tools of his trade. You haven't got a drill with you, have you?
No, not tonight.
That's good. Duty. I'm pleased to hear that. I have got a problem with the one filling at the back.
I've got a screwdriver.
We can see what we can sort out with that one later. Okay, then, without further ado, let's get on with round one as we take a look at some local news from 2011. So round one is local news, some stories from around the Midlands and around Wolverhampton over the last 12 months. Each of our teams will get to buzz in, so let's first of all find out the sounds our teams are going to make. Reese, you seem excited by the buzzer system. Let's see what the red teams sound like. That's the reds. And for greens, we'll let the ladies do the buzzing. Thank you, Amy. So that is the sound we're listening out for. Fingers crossed I'll share the right name after we've heard from them. And we have 10 questions in this round. Zoe, who is poised on a scoreboard, fingers crossed, keeping track correctly. OK? Right. And she knows how to use that. Right, OK, here we go. First question. Which story of little people in Wolverhampton has created national headlines this month? Luke?
Right. Well, that was August.
That was August. No, and this is a story of little people. Let's see if anyone from the Greens want to buzz in before we open it back up. National news. Oh, okay, no one from the Greens has taken it. Luke wants to buzz back in again.
It would be the Wolverhampton City Panto replacing dwarfs with children.
That's the one. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Well, seven children with adult voices at the Grand Theatre. But I'm not going to criticise the Grand. They do some fabulous shows and they're saving money, making people's tickets cheaper, I'm guessing. So we won't go into the politics of that one. OK, second question. What was special about the October the 9th for Matt Murray? Reese has buzzed in first for the Reds.
Is his testimonial.
It was, right here at Molyneux. Question three. What creature was found abandoned outside a Wolverhampton pet shop? Reese buzzes in again.
Crocodile or alligator?
It was actually a crocodile, you're right. It was the nickname Snappy, and it appeared at Wicked Pets in Dunstall, just down the road from the racecourse. So, Brian, you didn't drop that off on your way through. It's not your...
I don't think so.
No, that's OK. Right, what's going to cost £335 million and bring 750 jobs to our area? Doing well for the Reds, because we got Toby buzzing in.
It's going to be the new Jaguar plant.
It is opening at I-54. What do Tipton's Carl Hinnett, Paperboy's Declan and Rhys Williams, Wolverhampton hairdresser Louise Johnson and Gene Martin all have in common? Luke, again?
None of them have got a proper job.
That is not correct. Any more takers? No. Oh,
Reece. Weren't they all on TV shows?
They weren't all on TV shows, no, but they were all awarded local hero awards at a ceremony in Molyneux. I think it was first week of December. Question six. What are two former students who have links to our city selling to help to pay off their student debt? Clean answers only, please. Paul.
Their hair?
It is not their hair, but you're in reasonably the right sort of area.
Clothes.
Reese, no, not clothes. One more, anybody else? Rah. Luke's buzzing in.
Dignity.
I don't think they do have any dignity anymore. Partially right there, because Ross Harper and Ed Moyes are selling advertising space on their faces for 12 months. You can have your advert face painted on. So maybe we could see a little advert. Maybe Diabolus and Musica. That would be quite interesting.
That's a thought.
Yeah, that would work, wouldn't it?
Paint a
Sean or a...
Yeah, no,
oh.
One would know what it is.
No, they wouldn't have the foggiest.
That
might be some more clues there. Okay, right, three-part question for you this time. What three different things were named after A, Billy Wright, B, Burt Williams, and C, Wolverhampton Wanderers in 2011? If you can only get some of them, we'll award points accordingly. Luke.
Locomotives or trains?
We have a train called Wolverhampton Wanderers, so that's 1 point to the Reds. Reese is trying to buzz in. Press it now.
Statue.
No, not what we were looking for. Luke for Reds again.
Pub.
We have a pub named after Billy Wright. It just leaves Burt Williams. What has he had named after him this year? Any takers? Toby, for the Reds?
Disease.
No, it wasn't a disease. Reese suddenly buzzes back in again. What have you got?
Hasn't he had something here done, but I can't think of what?
No one's getting it. It's actually the leisure centre, which I think is in Bilston. Now, what date does the Olympic torch visit Walsall, Willenhall, Wolverhampton and Dudley on its way to London in 2012? It was announced this year. It's midway through the year. Any guesses? We have a guess from Paul for the Greens.
June the 12th?
Not far off. As you've gone with June already, I'm not going to let you release it. Go on, Luke, see what you think.
June 13th?
No. So, later than that in June, it's in fact June the 30th it comes through, so I expect you to be lining the streets. Although, for some reason, it's arriving in Stafford on May the 30th, before it then starts off in Lichfield on June the 30th. So where it's going for those days, I don't know. I haven't checked that part of the list. The Express and Star didn't tell me.
Fair, I've used the traffic network around Stafford. It could take about 30 days to get a slow walk.
It's a possibility, isn't it? So we shall see. Next question. Now, this is sort of music, because we want to ask, which restaurant did JLS eat in our area after they did some radio interviews in Brum? Luke buzzes in first.
Nando's.
It was Nando's at Bentley Bridge. Were you in there at the time?
No, it was a pure guess.
It's everybody's favourite restaurant these days, isn't it? Now, I do enjoy eating at Nando's, but it looks like it's been hit by a truck. Is it just me? Or no? Okay. Right, final question for this round. Who won 2011's Grand Slam of Darts at Wolverhampton Civic Hall? First one to buzz in this time again is Luke from the Reds.
Gary Anderson.
Is incorrect. Opens it back up again to anyone else around the table who thinks they may know. Luke's thinking again. He's got that look of amazement on his face. But Amy's going to get in there first.
Going to go with the only darts player I know. Phil the Power Taylor?
Is correct. So, I'm impressed, Amy. Well done. Because it's been so quiet on this side of the room. OK, we reached the end of round one. Zoe, you just about to drink something there. Sorry, interrupting your swigging of water. How do the scores look?
Well, quite easy for me. The Greens have got one, and the Reds are in the lead with 7.
Go on.
Oh, well done. Before we make our way into round two and our music quiz, it's only right we hear a tune from our resident musician today. Well, obviously we have more than one musician, Paul. I'm not trying to take away from our 20th century through 21st century style music. Okay,
yeah,
that's all right. Rob Lane is here now. Rob, tell us a bit about your music style for starters. It's not Victorian, and it is definitely not
no,
Tudor.
No, I didn't do any Victorian gigs at Aston Hall this
no,
year.
No, no, no.
Try next year. Mm-hmm. Yes, singer-songwriter, basically. Blues-influenced, and that kind of thing. I don't say. You've confused me with that question.
Well, shall we have a listen to it and see what we're
good at? Idea.
Okay, what's the first song you got for us?
Okay, this song's called Day to Day.
Explore any place you would like to know. South of France is no issue, so pack ready to go. Take me to Greece to meet your family, see the ancestral sea. Won't inherit, I just like the way you look in that heat. Living day to day, chasing the sun, you are the only one I need. Who misses home or that job? Prayers, financial security. When there's a world out there, places to run, things I've never done or seen. Escape the crowd, let them keep the bars and the strip. But 1 or 2 years ago, I'd have been looking for it. There's no English, only Germans, and we found a place. Can't escape in local beauty and genuine grace. Living day to day, chasing the sun, you are the only one I need. Who misses home or their job? Who craves financial security? When there's a world out there, places to run, things I've never done or seen. Places you and me. So imagine my surprise to find you've seen it all as if from my eyes. We can explore any place you would like to know. South of France is no issue, so back ready to go. Living day to day, chasing the sun, you are the only one I need. Who misses home or their job? Who craves financial security? When there's a world out there, places to run, things I've never done or seen.
There we go, Mr. Robert Lane, to give it his full title with Day to Day. And we'll be hearing more from you a little later on as we make our way through the show today. Great. Now, on to round two, which is our music round. So once again, buzzers at the ready for this one. And this is music based loosely around 2011. So I think, Reese, you probably have the best chance here.
It's probably a good chance, yeah.
We'll see how we get on. Hopefully. Right, first question. Bushbury's Liam Payne is in One Direction. What was the name of their debut single, which went to number one in September, I was going to say, before Luke buzzed in?
You Don't Know You're Beautiful?
Not quite right. Anybody can complete that title correctly for me? He's having another go because he's a big fan of the band.
That's What Makes You Beautiful?
What Makes You Beautiful is about there. Should we give him 3/4 of a point for that one, Zoe, just to make your adding up a little bit more
a little
difficult?
Bit more complicated.
I should say that the only reason I actually really know that song is I have a massive tattoo of Out of Darkness Come with Light on my left inner wrist. And my one presiding memory of this tattoo is chanting at a very heavily tattooed gentleman, "You don't know you're beautiful."
Right.
And he's refused to tattoo me again, so...
You've actually got posters on your bedroom wall, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I have.
Okay, next up. How many times did Olly Murs top the charts in 2011? Reese buzzes in this time.
Three.
Not right. Brian.
Twice.
For the Greens, twice is correct. Heart Skips the Beat in August and Dance With Me Tonight in December. So, well done to him, whoever he is. Early this year, I actually had a chat with Scouting for Girls, having been rude about them on last year's quiz. Their frontman, Roy Stride, we had a chat about the release of their single Love How It Hurts. What number did it reach in the UK charts? Paul buzzes in for the Greens. Five? No, they weren't quite that successful. Give me a chance to reset the buzzers before anybody else tries to get in there. And Brian beat you to it after I pressed the button.
Eight.
Eight is incorrect.
Three.
No. It was, in fact, 17 was that where they were placed. Now, Go West played the Robin 2 in 2011. Can you name the members of the band and their song from the Pretty Woman soundtrack? We'll give a point for each of those. So if you think you've got part of them, buzz in, and we'll see how you get on. Looking at some fraught looks around the room. Now, this one does go back quite a long way, because they were having hits in the early 80s into the 90s. Brian, this is probably your area when you're on Radio 1. They probably were playing these tracks at the time.
I think I was born.
That doesn't go back nearly far enough for me.
No. No takers? OK, well, they're Peter Cox and Richard Drummey, and their track was King of Wishful Thinking that was in Pretty Woman. So they're stars. How can you not know that? I'm disappointed. Amy, surely you followed the likes.
Well, when you, I am a big 80s fan, though, to be fair, and I do like Pretty Woman, so yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, team.
OK. Question five. Which artist played the Wolfram on his first tour for 15 years, having had hits starting in 1979 with the album Dirk Wears White Socks and the 80s classic singles Prince Charming and Standard Deliver? Brian got in there first for the Greens.
Adamant.
Is the correct answer. And he's 57. I can't believe he's nearly 60. That is quite a frightening thought. Question six. Which member of Slade was head judge for the Compton Hospice Battle of the Bands in West Park in June? Luke buzzes in first for Reds.
That'd be Noddy Holder.
It wasn't Noddy Holder. Are there any others? Paul for Greens.
Dave Hill.
Is the correct answer. And it was only when I was typing these questions out, I'd never realised that Slade is a made-up word. I don't know what I thought it meant. Is Slade real, or is it just...
The only reference I've come across to it is Slade Prison.
In Porridge.
Porridge, yes. Yeah.
Hmm. It's probably just my poor knowledge of English. OK, next question. Connie Talbot sang for the crowds at Molyneux in February. Which TV show did she shoot to fame on? Luke buzzes in next.
That would be Britain's Got Talent.
It was. And you can remember what year it was?
It would have been 2008.
I think it was 7, actually.
I would have gone 7 or 8.
Yeah, 2007. OK, next up. Who released an album called Soul UK on the 4th of July? Reese buzzes in first with that one.
Beverly Knight.
Is the correct answer. Reds are doing rather well over here. Although I do note that Toby's quite quiet.
I'm biding my time.
By Brian. We'll spring into action in a later round.
He's the specialist for late.
OK, we'll see how we get on with that. I've got a job for him in the next round, so we'll see how that goes. OK, two more questions to go in this round, first of which is, who made it to number one twice with the same song when Someone Like You took the top spot in March? Brian.
Adele.
Is the correct answer. Because she's had a poorly bad voice as well, the poor girl. Fingers crossed she's feeling better now. And finally, which band, whose 2011 album sounds like a TV show hosted by Maggie Philbin, played the Civic in October? The album is Tomorrow's World. Any takers? Are we getting a buzz from Toby?
I don't know, I just wanted to hear my name, University Challenge style.
OK, if only we could make you then appear on a little shelf above the other contestants like they do on the telly, that would be good.
Common Dignam.
Yes, but no guesses.
No, sorry.
The answer to that one, unless someone's going to come in. Luke, he's poised over his buzzer.
I was going to say Snow Patrol, but I've got no idea what that is.
No, the answer is Erasure. Toby, did you go to that gig?
I did.
Yeah. I know that because I follow him on Twitter, but there we go. That was a very good gig too. Okay, before we have some more music from Mr. Lane, and also possibly we get Paul to extract some of his equipment from one of his suitcases over the way, we're going to find out what the scores are following round two. Zoe?
Well, Greens have caught up slightly. They're now on 5, but in the lead still, it's Reds with 9.75.
So, Rob, you have a second tune for us. Now, these all come from your current EP?
Yeah, both of these that you've heard, well, the last one and this one are from the current EP, which is called Any Place You'd Like to Know. Came out last November.
And anybody hear a strange noise in the background? We've just sent Paul off to tune his equipment to demonstrate some music for us from a slightly earlier time in a moment or two. But don't let you put that put you off, Rob. Okay?
As long as it's in the same key, we'll be all right.
We will be fine. Play it loud. That's all I can tell you. So, what have you got for us this time then?
Okay, this one's called Very Own Way. This one. It's like this.
Right.
This is a free message, and I hope you hear it. Doesn't need anything special, just needs you near him. And it's hoping you'll be there at the end of his day, in a home that you've made, in your very own way, just to cut us a call, say my friend needs you. Can I find the words anytime he sees you? And it's hoping you'll be there at the end of his day, in a home that you've made, in your very own way. But it's not so simple now. And who said it should be? Life is a battle now, and the fighting sets you free. I'm just passing through, and if you would see me, wouldn't talk in third person. I finally let you hear me, and I'm hoping you'll be there at the end of my day, in a home that we've made, in our very own way. And I'm hoping you'll be there at the end of my day, in a home that we've made, in our very own way.
Rob, once again, thank you. I do like songs where you can tell where the end's coming. That really helps us all, particularly when we've got to applaud. Now, talking music, back in the room is Paul, after causing all sorts of chaos by making noises outside the door.
That's what I do.
Yes, and you have a bag of wind with you.
I do. I thought it was rather appropriate for New Year's Eve to bring out a set of bagpipes. But please don't worry, they're not Scottish.
That's okay. So what is, quickly, the difference between English and Scottish bagpipes?
Only two drones, smaller, sweeter, and designed for playing music rather than intimidating people.
Okay. A nice, concise answer. Right, now, having had the experience of you with this sort of equipment in a radio studio before, mm-hmm. it can be quite deafening. And here we're sat in a suite at Molyneux, so overlooking the pitch. Can we put you just the other side of the pitch from where we are on the Billy Wright stand?
That stand on the far side would be perfect.
We can probably just about here. You're going to perform. What are you going to play, for? Just to give us an example of your... where were we? We were Elizabethan, weren't we?
Elizabethan. Yes. I thought I'd play a nice little Almain.
Okay. Well away from all the microphones, and if you would, please, sir. For extra musical entertainment, ladies and gentlemen, please prepare yourself for Mr. Paul Baker. He's inflating the bag now. It goes under his arm. Do you think you and Rob might be able to come to some sort of musical partnership working together on that sort of thing, Rob?
Oh, I dare say.
Yeah, that's really good fun. What keys do you do? Any or?
This one's nominally in G.
In the area thereof.
Yes, I could work out something if I've got 5 minutes.
Maybe next year for Christmas number one, you can put something together. I'm sure it'd be the X Factor for
definitely.
Absolutely. Well, we shall now prepare ourselves for the next round. This involves me now making a rustling noise in a bag. The title of our next round is Balloon Charades. This involves a team captain, in effect. We'll have to nominate a team captain at this point who's got to operate the balloons. Now, actually, I wasn't going to volunteer, Amy, because, Paul, you've clearly got a better set of lungs on you for blowing up your balloons.
Oh, fair enough.
So we have a selection of balloons for you there, and we have your three things you have to demonstrate. Toby, as you haven't answered many questions and didn't even get one right about a gig you went to, we can volunteer you to do your... I suppose Lionel Blair of your team. Here are a number of balloons for you. Reese, if you could pass those down. I'm not sure how easy these things are to blow up. Ooh, these look quite difficult. If everyone could have a go at blowing a balloon up, that would be great.
I can actually hear noises creating.
Yeah, I've inflated a balloon. Rob, do you want to have a go over there?
Yes, this
is the thing about balloons. They make nice noises. You have a few more if you need them. As they are currently losing, the green team can go first. We have the studio audience is here as well. We have Adam Granger from Wolves Mobile here. He's going to try and join in blowing a balloon. If team captains really could open their envelopes and see what they're going to need to perform with their balloons.
Can we just borrow one of those?
Yeah, I'll blow it.
You'd think for a bloke my size, I might have a bit more power
beyond. I'm struggling with this one here. Zoe, how are you doing over there?
I haven't got very far. I haven't blown it up at all.
So, playing the Highland Pipes tonight.
So if you could open your envelopes, each team will first of all demonstrate a news story. Paul Baker, on behalf of the Green Team, could you please, using the power of the balloon, demonstrate for us your news story?
Right.
So he's got a rather large blue balloon here and a slightly paler one. So two balloons are going together. So Brian and Amy are trying to work out what the news story is.
Is that the film War Horse?
No.
We have already heard about this news story. I can give you that clue.
Oh, the crocodile.
The crocodile that was found outside the pet shop. Well done, Paul. You have a point for your team.
Thank you.
And now Toby has to demonstrate his news story. You have one large green balloon there. Is that going to help?
No.
Luke and Reese have to guess. Now, this actually looks like balloon modelling taking place here. We had four waving balloons around earlier.
Glass. On the subject of balloon modelling, I was thinking Katie Price, but...
The balloon is held to his head, he's looking through it. A second balloon comes into play. So he has a plane demonstrator with a balloon. I'm beginning to think Elton John's doing a gig somewhere.
I'm just getting the feeling it's a really poor version of Top Gun. In case you can't tell, this is actually hilarious.
Oh, he's doing letters now. Is that a nine?
Is it nine?
No.
T.
This is definitely cheating. It's second letter.
P and O.
Big eyes.
Owl.
I'm not sure they're going to guess it. I think we're going to have to help. This is the arrival of pandas at Edinburgh Zoo, recreated in balloon form. Yeah, quite clearly. Next, we move back over to the green team, where Paul has got... We've got an array of balloons now, so you can help yourself to any of those. And you've picked up a yellow balloon this time. And we're looking for films this time round. And once again, Brian and Amy have to try and work out what film we're going to see. I assume Sherrod is normally without making a sound, but as this is radio, we'll let him off. He has a balloon wrapped around his head. I don't know what the answer is, and I'm still laughing. Any takers from the Greens on what is going on here?
I was going with the King's speech until he roared at us. Oh, is that right?
Oh, no, we've got the red team are trying to buzz in with an answer. Have you any ideas before we throw it open to Luke? No. Luke, what do you think the answer is?
I'm limited to True Grit.
No, but Toby's now trying to buzz in. What have you got?
Quite obviously, it's The Lion King.
Yes. It was, and as you could tell, it was in 3D. So that was the re-release for 2011. OK, once again, films. It is Red Team and Toby to demonstrate his film. He's seen it on the bit of paper. He's picked up a large blue balloon. What is he going to do with that?
Think about the colour.
Balloon modelling once more comes into play.
Smurfs.
Yes!
Abby!
Yes.
Robert! Well done. You see, I knew this would work.
I've got to be honest.
That's amazing,
everyone. When he said blue movie, I thought we were going to go into a whole new element of something we really shouldn't be discussing on this show, but...
Right, let's have one more attempt. And having been worried by the panda moment, we've got an animal round as we'll try and demonstrate an animal. This hopefully will be reasonably simple. Paul for the Greens to go first to demonstrate once again for Brian and Amy. And no sounds this time. Oh, and Adam in the corner has managed to burst a balloon. Will you behave over there, please? OK, which balloon are you going for then, Paul? White is where we happen to be. And using the power of the balloon, he's a
elephant.
Is correct from Amy without any buzzing in from the red team, which means we have one more balloon charade to come. Toby is once more demonstrating his amazing animal modelling for Luke and Reese. What will we get this time? Here he is.
1, 2, 3, go. What the?
There's a balloon behind him.
Is it a fish?
It's on his back.
A wasp, a fly.
Two. You want two of those?
A camel!
Camel from Reese is doing very well here at this, so well done. Hopefully Zoe's been keeping good score, because it's now time to find out and tidy up a lot of balloons to see how it looks after round three.
Well, I'm going to round the three quarters up, I think, because
He can't add up, can
no, he? No, the Reds are in the lead still with 13 and the Greens have 6.
There is still the squeaking of balloons in the studio. Luke, will you put that thing down? Behave.
Love someone's eye out.
Yeah, he's found a new tool. You can take that home with you, OK. Right, so, Rob, can we bring more sanity and decorum back to the proceedings? Because we have more music from you. This is, in fact, a third track from your EP, Any Place You'd Like to Know.
That's right. This one's called Lost, But I Can't Care, this one.
Take it away.
But I can't care. Losing sight of what was never there, never there. How am I supposed to explain things that I just don't understand? When I'm lost and I can't care, pretending that there's a choice, I've tried talking but it steals my voice, takes my voice. Can't find the words to help me explain things that I just don't understand when I'm lost and I can't care. Must we go around again? Look back, think again, do your best to realize we've already been here. We've already. How am I supposed to explain things that I just don't understand when I'm lost and I can't care? Lost. And I can't care.
Lovely. Enjoying the sound of the EP. And it's available to buy, I'm guessing, and everything.
Yeah, if you were to come along to one of my gigs, you could buy a physical copy. Or if you weren't able to do that for whatever reason, you can get it from my website, which is robertlayermusic.co.uk. Go to the music section and you can download the MP3 tracks on there.
I'll hear more of a music and one that doesn't come from the EP next, so that's on the way in a bit. That will be the cliffhanger before we find out the final scores. But our final round, and this one you have the chance to score big, so we could see a bit of a change in the way that the scores lie at the moment. So, Greens, this is your chance to recover things here. We're back on the buzzers this time round, and it's who, what, or where am I? And for this, we have 5 clues to a person or a place or a thing. If you get it on the first clue, you'll get 5 points. This could, Zoe, pay attention here.
I've got my pen ready.
But you got your pen to hand. Okay. If you get it on the second clue, it's worth 4 points. Down to the last clue, 1 point. That's simple. So our first person it is. They were born on the 11th of June, 1939. Any guesses so far for 5 points? Nothing from our teams. They are a cricketer. Luke buzzes in.
Geoffrey Balfour.
No. They have appeared on Crosswords with Tom O'Connor, Countdown and Through the Keyhole. Here's our three-pointer. Looks like we're going to drop down to 2 points. They are a vice president at Wolverhampton Wanderers Football Club. Luke buzzes in first.
Rachel Hanfleet.
Is the correct answer. 2 points to the Reds. Well done. Our next one, and this one is a place that has 1,876 car parking spaces. Any guesses so far? Brian?
Molyneux.
It's not Molyneux, no. So we drop down to 4 points as everybody else is looking at me blankly. It's an extension of an area that housed a co-op in the 1990s. No one taking any more from there. Toby's buzzed in.
Is it the Maryhill Shopping Centre?
It's not Maryhill, no. This place had TK Maxx move there in October. I know you all shop there. Amy?
Bentley Bridge?
Is the correct answer, bringing 3 points to the Greens. Much needed points. Well done. Third, we have a position. And I was hoping that might get yields quicker than that, and it was Luke who started it. Well done.
You don't need to demonstrate.
No, we won't. It's okay. The balloons are staying where they are. From 1849 to 1850, George Robinson had this job. No? Okay, how about if Harry Austin took up this post in 1939? 4 points was never going to be easy. This role involves enhancing the image of the city. Brian?
Mayor.
Is the correct answer. Oh, Mayor of Wolverhampton. Guess the current incumbent is Councillor Bert Turner. That was 3 points going to the Greens there. And now the final chance to get points. A venue that opened in 1894. Luke buzzes in.
Civic Hall.
Incorrect. Any takers from anybody else before we drop down to... Reese's buzzed.
Is it Molyneux?
It isn't, no. Oh. Now, this place was designed by Charles J. Phipps. Anybody knows our architects? Might spot that one. No. Oh, Brian has having a guess.
Town Hall.
Not correct, no. So I think we're going to drop down to 3 points. It was briefly closed in 1980, but reopened in 82. Brian's guessing again.
Grand Theatre.
Is the correct answer. Three more points. Well, that is your last chance to get points before... And Zoe's got a lot of adding up to do, so we're not going to... It's good, isn't it, this? We're not going to reveal the answers yet. We are going to have some more music before we find out which of our two teams has won. Robert, you've got another song for us. This time it's called Pessimistic Me. Where are you going with this one?
Well, this is actually a tune from the EP from last year, which was called 22. Which is also available on that website, if you're interested. This tune's called Pessimistic Me. Basically, the idea being that he's always been told he's pessimistic, and the song proves he was right, so it can't be all bad. Bossa Nova jazz this time, for anyone who's dancing.
OK.
Pessimistic me, well it seems like I was right. There's no end in sight to please both you and me. And I don't have the time for talking anymore. When the dreams that we have shared mean nothing in the end. And you already said there's nothing left for us. I know that too. Foolish you, well it seems like you were wrong. You thought you had worked too long to start something new. And I must clear my mind, so I'm walking out your door. When the dreams that we have shared mean nothing in the end. And I made the mistake, but you have made the choice. Who can't blame you. And I must clear my mind, so I'm walking out your door. When the dreams that we have shared mean nothing in the end, and you've already said there's nothing left for us, I know that too. Can't blame you when I do that too.
Rob, remind us of your website and gigs and things and where we can, what's going on.
Okay, the website's www.robertlanemusic.co.uk. If you don't find it, you can put Robert Lane Music in Google, and I'm usually one of the top ones. You can see me in January at the Yardbird on two separate dates, neither of which I can remember, but check my website and they're on there.
I always look when we're usually prepared for that question. So where are you playing? Well, I don't know. Somebody rings me and tells me to turn up. So that is the way to find out more.
Yeah, that's it. I'm also on Twitter, Facebook, all those usual things, but I'd start with the blog, which is the main website.
Safest place to be.
Oh, I should think so.
Okay. Right, I would offer to drum roll on the table. I know that upsets our engineer, Andy Walters, in the corner. So we will just hand you over now to Zoe to bring you the final scores for this quiz of 2011.
It's very exciting, and I promise I haven't fudged the figures. And probably an apt end as well, because everybody's done really well. Red's a final score of 15, and Green 15 as well, so it's a draw.
It's a draw. So we weren't prepared for a draw, but we will cope with that anyway. I would actually think that we should have some sort of tie break at this point.
So, how about the balloons again?
So we'll probably go for the best balloon model, I think. And we're not going to do that. But congratulations to both teams, both scoring 15. So well done to them. Absolutely no prizes, but as I already mentioned, Luke, you can take some balloons home with you. Let's have a quick run around the table and get people's thoughts and hopes and aspirations for 2012. I've no idea why it turns into 2012 rather than being 2012, but that's the way it appears to work. First, Phil Bryan, many more judging gigs up and down the country for race courses for you. Do you expect it to be much different in this coming year?
Hopefully more of the same. Horses coming back safely, jockeys coming back safely, and lots of days at Wolverhampton.
I know you love Wolverhampton.
It's the best.
It is. Wolverhampton Racecourse, go down and visit. In fact, there's probably free tickets during January as well, isn't there, we should mention?
I think so. If they contact the racecourse, I'm sure there's something in January.
Wolverhampton-racecourse.co.uk for more information. And Promised Dreams, the big 10th anniversary, all comes to a grand finale in March.
It does, yeah. The first Saturday in March, we've got a big closing ball, so that's actually at Wolverhampton Racecourse, which is a nice little tie-in.
Nice link there. And you're the person who's brought a chauffeur with you tonight. Adam, who we mentioned earlier on, is also an official photographer. Busy year for him because he's got Wolves Mobile, which has launched his pay-as-you-go service in 2011, and a busy one in 2012. So that's going to make things stressful. Does that mean the phone rings a lot around your house?
No, not too much. We're both busy, but both love what we do, so yeah, happy.
Well, that's the important part. So is there a future in Elizabethan music, Paul?
Well, there always is. Not at this time of year, because nobody books up this early, apart from odd weddings, which I've got running into 2013. But they're all private functions so far. Public events will start to emerge in about March, or start to be finalised in about March.
And if people want to know more about Diabolus or Musica?
www.diabolus.org.
You have to spell Diabolus, right?
diabolus.org.
And on to Toby. Dental care and more online cookery?
I should be looking after people's teeth all next year, but hopefully speaking...
Any tips for 2012?
Yes. Don't rinse out after you finish brushing. That's really important. Nobody knows this.
We're being educated. What? Because I suppose the toothpaste then carries on and does its work.
You get the protection from the fluoride that's in the toothpaste. And it's really important to do that. Nobody knows about it.
Okay, thank you for that one. And just give us where we need to look on YouTube for your cookery skills.
Just Google me, Dignut, D-I-G-N-U-T. You'll find it.
Okay, it can be found there. Reese, over to you. And more semi nudity. For you.
More freezing my foot at the games and getting really cold and getting some weird looks and meeting loads of different football fans and getting pictures of people and hopefully blogging.
And you post all this sort of stuff on Twitter?
Reese Wolves, S-O-4-W. You can find me at, or just Google Reese Wolves or Shirtless Wolves fan, you'll find me somewhere.
Yeah, or just watch, as I mentioned earlier, on Match of the Day, you're bound to be on screaming or hopefully less often looking a bit miserable.
Yeah.
As you do tend to appear just behind the goal at possibly the worst moment.
Usually he's arms crossed or doing something.
There we are. And on to Mr. Reagan. Luke, the year you make it big?
I've been big for it 22 years.
Feeding the lines.
But that's a weight joke rather than... I've got to be honest, I'm reasonable. I'd like to go pro by the end of, not next year, the year coming, the year after.
But don't tell your boss at the moment.
No, not my boss, no. I told him he got me for 2 years and then that was it. But don't die. Try and lose a bit of weight.
Avoid any minor apocalypses that may come along.
Don't annoy the Mayans, pretty much stuff like that. But I'm doing comedy competition at Comedy Store. I'm entering So You Think You're Funny, which is basically X Factor for new comedians. I'd like to place in the final for that somewhere. So that's the big aim for the next few months. And I'm going to start blogging as I've been pestered by my friend to my right.
Give us your website at the moment.
Operate off Regan Comedy on Twitter and Luke Regan Comedy on Facebook.
Find you there. Zoe, we can't let you go without saying thank you to you for your amazing ability to add up to 15 today.
Thank you.
And for your thoughts of 2012,
Make it onto Countdown now I've had the experience as being a score totter.
Do you want to take over from whoever took over from Carol Vorderman?
Yeah.
Only if I can be Jeff Schnelling, that'd be great. So Zoe, back next week for more in the Milk Bar.
Definitely, hopefully with my voice back as well.
You're going to, rather than sounding as raspy horsey and sexy as you do now.
Well, horsey, that's it. Perhaps it might be worth keeping it for a bit.
Actually, it isn't working, to be fair. So,
thank you very much.
I'm allowed to be that rude to her. But what we'll do is we'll play out with one more tune from our musical guest, Mr. Lane. Rob, what have you got for us as a little further taster as we head into 2012?
This song's called 4 Years.
Old friend, I looked at you. Face was different and your haircut new. Been touched up by the coast in the wet. Seeing you from my setting sun. Doing things I've never easily done. But you know my only regret will be to die alone. I'm not a man who can't stand by. When you get to where I've passed, you'll forget what you planned to last, and you'll lose sight of things you've not seen yet. Seeing you from my setting sun, doing things I've never easily done, but you know my only regret will be to die alone. I'm not a man who can't stand by. Keep your little known indie band. I expect I'm too old to understand. You're welcome to 4 years I've got on you. Have I left you too far behind? Or can you help to remind me of anything that I started out to get? See seeing you from my setting sun, doing things I've never easily done. But you know my only regret will be to die alone. I'm not a man who can't stand by. You can keep your little known indie band. I expect I'm too old to understand. You're welcome to 4 years I've got on you. Old friend, I looked at you. Face was different and your haircut new. Being touched up by the coast and the wind.
Excellent. Rob, once again, thank you. And all we can do now is say goodbye. Thank you to our engineer, Andy Walters, for looking after us. And just one final thought, Toby, before we do go, can you explain your shoes to us, please?
I'm wearing mismatched shoes, a red pair and a black, well, not a pair, a red one and a black one. But it's been a trademark for quite a while. I've done it for years.
And does this not alarm your patients?
I only wear them on a Friday at work.
So people make sure they book Monday through Thursday to get their teeth polished.
They understand me.
Well, there we are. I had to ask that before we go. We'll be back next week, Zoe. See you then.
See ya.